always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with an unexpected result at the southern border. Instead of increasing, crossings have gone down by more than 50% since pandemic-era policy expired Friday. But many lawmakers say the numbers are still too high and detention centers are packed. Correspondent Weijia Jiang reports.
Congressman Tony Gonzalez took video from inside a Customs and Border Patrol facility in El Paso. Frustrated, he says that some are downplaying the reality.
There's over 6,000 people that are in custody. In this particular facility, it's meant to house 1,000 people. It's housing over 3,000.
After securing more military aid for his country from France and Germany, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky hopes for a new military commitment from the UK, where he met with Prime Minister Rishi Sunak today.
Thank you very much. You supported already a lot for us. You did a lot, you, your government, and His Majesty, the King.
Times have changed in Turkey, where officials have just announced longtime President Recep Erdogan will face a runoff after failing to secure 50% of the vote in yesterday's election. CBS's Remy Innocencio is at the foreign desk.
Twin earthquakes in February that killed more than 50,000 people, inflation near two-decade highs, and a currency that's crashed against the dollar have shaken once seemingly invincible support for Erdogan. He came to power in 2003. More people than ever now want change.
The TSA is testing out facial recognition technology at some of this country's airports. Correspondent Cammie McCormick has the details.
The TSA is increasing a number of security measures nationwide, and so far this is voluntary. Facial recognition technology has come under scrutiny in the past, but it's now being tested in 16 airports. It compares the image on your driver's license or passport to those captured on cameras. Critics say the increasing surveillance of Americans violates privacy rights.
Seeing more sloppy jalopies out there? Blame pandemic slowdowns, inflation, and interest rates. Here's CBS's Jim Krasula.
We are taking our great American road trips in older and older cars. The average age of a passenger vehicle on U.S. highways and byways has hit a record 12.5 years. That's according to data gathered by S&P Global Mobility. Sedans are even older on average, 13.6 years.
A once-hot digital news startup has filed for bankruptcy this morning. Vice Media's lenders are expected to acquire the company. They've put in a $225 million bid to be covered by existing loans. Vice News Tonight was canceled weeks ago. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
News brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, your personal injury attorneys dedicated to helping you get the justice you deserve. GTWLawyers.com. They're all in to win. Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson & Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
2020. That's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center. At Holtebeck Eye Center, they provide the most professional and compassionate care in the industry, from your first call to follow-up after treatment. If you've been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtebeck can restore your vision with expert care and attention to issues like cataracts, glaucoma, and diabetes complications. You'll not only see better, but feel better too. Don't wait any longer. Improve your eyesight. Visit Holtebeck.com. That's HOLTEBECK.com.
Okay, let's get real.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired at your dead-end job? Want to stop worrying about money, health insurance? Get peace of mind right here, right now. Here's your chance to earn while you learn. Get smart. Call Smart Local 18 to learn how easy it is to be happy again to go to work. No matter what your situation is, everyone everywhere deserves an opportunity. Call now, 262-798-1818. That's 262-798-1818.
When it comes to hair and makeup artistry, there is only one salon that you need, Raven and Blonde. Their stylists are passionate about their work and committed to giving you the best service possible. From precision cuts to perms, balayage to dimensional color service and more, the Raven and Blonde stylists do it all. Book your appointment today at ravenandblonde.com. That's ravenandblonde.com. Raven and Blonde, where hair and makeup artistry meets exceptional service. 157 South First Street, Milwaukee.
You only get so many sunrises. Rise up and get the influence, productivity, professional well-being, and collaboration you need to become the best leader you can be. ChaskaConsulting.com provides executive leadership coaching, workshops, webinars, business consulting, and keynote speaking workshops. Samantha at ChaskaConsulting.com will guide and consult you and your team from planning to completion. A beautiful place to visit. ChaskaConsulting.com. That's C-H-A-S-K-A Consulting.com.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. Good morning to you, Sandy. How you doing, man?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Sun came out today. It beat yesterday, which was gloomy.
Yeah. Yeah, it really was, man. It's amazing just the impact, right?
Yeah.
Just seeing the sun.
Yeah, there's this seasonal affect disorder thing that used to be the talk of the, you know, back 30, 40 years ago, people were sitting in front of bright light in the winter because they were sad, it was called, seasonal affect disorder. But, you know, it's kind of true. When it gets, when the sun isn't there, it's not a real good day.
No. And you know, I spent most of the time in the house yesterday. I got out, did a little something in the yard, but man, there was no sun out, so
yeah,
headed back inside. But it's out. It's going to be out now for a while. I was saying to Calvin and Gilbert earlier, we've turned the corner. It's almost June, Sandy. We should expect it.
Yeah, I know.
Right? I mean, we shouldn't be surprised that we got a daylight coming up. It's mid-June.
Yeah. And I think the buds and leaves should be rewarded for their bravery.
Yeah.
You know, they should be rewarded with some good warm weather instead of like a week ago. We were talking about snow a week or a week and a half ago. Remember that the slushy snow that was coming down?
Yeah, you know, Sandy.
Yeah. Did you call me Gilbert?
Yeah.
I'm just a sliver. I'm a sliver of Gilbert.
You're one of his legs.
Yeah.
I was an automatic pilot. But I have to say to you, Sandy, yeah, I played a little tennis in my time and ping pong, did a little bit of that. I've never played pickleball.
Yeah, I'd say pickleball was when tennis married ping pong. and the birth child was pickleball. It's sort of like standing on a ping pong table and playing with a wiffle ball.
That is what it is,
by the way. Yeah, yeah.
So Calvin, have you ever played pickleball?
Yeah, we used to play it in gym class in high school.
Oh, it's that old a game? Well, you aren't that old. Wait a minute.
That's like, what, 6 or 7 years ago at this point?
Yeah, well, that's pretty old. I thought pickleball just was born. A couple of years ago.
So did you use a wiffle ball?
Yep, wiffle ball, wooden paddle.
We played it in
the gym.
Yeah, and it's like a miniature tennis court. It's like tennis for everyone. You know, so you can be older. It's being played at retirement homes, but it's also being taken up by younger people. About 6 weeks ago, I saw that McEnroe had participated in a demonstration game of, I forget who he was playing with, but some other tennis greats.
And
there is there's a big time tournament tour of pickleball.
So our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Have you played pickleball? And if so, tell Sandy. And Sandy's already got the gear. You know it.
I'm standing ready to try it out, but I haven't. I haven't done it yet. I don't know. I played tennis for quite a few years, and there's this game Platform Tennis. I played that. I played squash. So what the heck?
I'm a tennis guy.
One more racket game.
You played some handball.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then racquetball.
Uh huh.
Play those things, but I haven't played pickleball. And part of me says, leading me to believing that I'm.
It's an admission of age.
Well, that I'm still an athlete.
Yeah, if you don't play pickleball, you're still an athlete.
Yep. You took playing the words out of my mouth.
Playing pickleball is like giving up the ghost.
It really. Well, I don't want to say it, but
seems
for
like
an
it.
Athlete, right?
Yeah.
844-967-2789. Have you played pickleball? And if you have, and if you haven't, are you going to? Sandy, I don't know. Maybe you and I should play some pickleball, right?
I think we should. I think now that we've talked about it, I think in the next couple of weeks, we ought to be able to come back and say, yep.
Can you do
been a, there, done that.
Can you do a backhand with pickleball paddles?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the paddles are like a little bigger, heavier than a ping pong paddle, but similar.
Yeah. Pickleball.
Pickleball.
Catching the nation by storm. It's safe to say that, right?
I think it is. Yeah.
Do you think it's here to stay?
I think the guy who invented pickleball is almost as wealthy as the guy who designed and invented the orange barrier barrels that are on the highway. I mean, really, just think about the money that's being earned by the person who sells the barrels that are being put along the highway that are orange, different colors of orange and have the black platform.
No question, that guy is.
Yeah.
And it didn't take much, right?
Well, no, but wow. I mean, you know, every place you go, at least in the Milwaukee metro area, the roads are lined with these things.
Well, it's all over the nation because of the Build Back Better.
Yeah.
It wasn't the Build Back Better.
It was the infrastructure.
Yeah, the infrastructure. Let me ask you, Sandy, why do they call it pickleball?
God knows. I don't know. Why do they call it tennis?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I mean, what a tennis. Yeah, what kind of a word is that?
But pickleball. Okay, I guess we'll try it out. And you got to go easy on me.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, I think vice versa.
Now, I've walked with you before, so I know it would be a lot more difficult for me. But anyway. So there's so many things to talk about, Sandy. I thought I wanted to begin with this because we've heard nonstop.
Well, we began with pickleball.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah.
Okay. So we'll
next
go
in line.
The
yeah.
next in line.
Yeah.
You ever hear of Representative James Comer?
Yeah, his committee yeah. that he's heading, the Biden.
About the 10 family members that were,
yeah,
and it's been big fanfare, right? Everybody's talking, we're waiting on the shoe to drop, and everybody's going to happen, and we're going to expose the Biden family, and the sky is falling. Did you hear?
Well, I did, and you know.
So explain to the people, the audience, what you and I know about.
Well, we know little more today than we did before because there was really nothing new revealed. You know, as far as what was talked about, as you go from social media to actual media, everything that they talked about, we already knew about. But you know, I think the American public spends an awful lot of time wasting its time about such things. I think that it's not that it isn't important, and I think that if there's laws that have been broken, they ought to be the people who break them ought to be held accountable for it. I think that should be bipartisan. I don't think that parties should make a difference. I don't think that politics should make a difference. But the ballyhoo about this seemed to far exceed You know, it's like talking about the very best play that's ever opened on Broadway, and then when it opens, it fizzles.
But Sandy, the latest news is Comer came out and said, we can't find the guy who told us the story.
Uh-huh.
And they're saying, okay, it's time to put up. And Comer said, well, that guy's disappeared, the guy who was giving us all this information. And Fox News said, well, the guy who was giving us all the information, we can't find him.
Uh-oh. That sounds like the beginning of another conspiracy theory.
So, but Sandy,
he's been buried in the bottom of a pizza. He's in the basement of a pizza shop.
But Sandy,
yeah,
they made all that noise.
I know.
And then when they were told to prove it, find the guy.
Yeah,
Comer is now on Fox News, and Fox News is asking the question. Even the Washington Times and others. Where is the guy? Where you've been doing all this talk, and Comer had to come out and say, "Well, we can't find that guy." Well, if you couldn't find him, and if you're just going by what some guy said, Sandy, why would you put all that out there like that?
Well, they have documentary stuff too. They have emails and they have whatever. But you know, the fact is that the politics of this stuff. There's a lot more bang than there is, and mostly fizzle, you know, when you get right down to it. And so, I'm reluctant to get too strident in one side's defense, because I happen to think that Trump is fraught with problems and ought to be brought to justice. I wouldn't want to sound partisan by suggesting that if the goods are found on somebody else, they shouldn't be brought to justice either.
So
there's not much in the way of goods that were found.
This is the National Review.
Yeah.
A top witness in the Republican investigation to the Biden family has apparently up and disappeared without a trace. Or at least that's what Representative James Comer said Sunday on Fox News. On Wednesday, Comer, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, held a much-hyped press conference in which he promised to expose the preliminary findings of 4 months' worth of scrutiny into the Biden family business dealings. Politicized as a judgment day for President Joe Biden, the conference ultimately proved anticlimactic, largely consisting of Comer throwing around vague, unsubstantiated accusations and failing to link the president to any of his relatives' alleged influence peddling.
Yeah.
And only because, Sandy, they all said this was a big day. It was going to happen. And they were you around the guy? I mean, did you?
No. Yeah, he needed a food taster, apparently.
But it just goes to show, Sandy, and it's what you're saying. The political theater and these kinds of things has to stop, right?
Yeah. I mean, the fact is that political theater doesn't really match up with reality very often, and it probably goes both ways. But the theater, and the theater in expectation of the horror that was going to happen on the border, and sure enough,
we're going to talk about that too.
Yeah,
got to go to a break. So Mary, hang on. CJ, hang on. We'll be back on the other side. It's Monday with Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.
Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin
or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Micro Nano's World.
Mike Crivello's Camera Center help you start your family photo album by turning your digital images into gorgeous 4x6-inch prints on 2 for Tuesday. Buy one print, get the second free, up to 100 prints. In-store only at 181st and Blue Mound.
The four most dreaded words.
My computer is down.
Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC It Back Together will fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCItBack.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
Horizon Healthcare helps individuals recover from the devastating effects of mental illness and drug dependency. They're currently seeking a first shift office administrative assistant to join their Waukesha team. Qualifications include a high school diploma and basic computer skills. Starting pay is $18 per hour. Contact Tiffany Sanchez now at 414-841-2972. That's 414-841-2972. Join the Horizon Healthcare team today. Contact Tiffany Sanchez at 414-841-2972.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lots of sunshine this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 70. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows around 48. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow, slight chance for scattered showers, highs level off around 77. Upper 50s Wednesday, low 70s Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 50.
At 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. Let's go to the phone lines. And Mary from Tulsa. Hey, good morning to you, Mary. How you doing, my friend? Thank you for calling.
Good morning, Earl and Sandy. On the lighter subject of pickleball, I can relate because I'm a wannabe player. But so far, I haven't found where to go to play it. I'm a former biker, and I have left that behind for safety reasons at my age. So far, I've only looked on the web to learn about it. And one explanation that I saw, don't quote me on this, is that it might have been named after somebody's dog. All I know at this point, but I'm looking forward to it.
You know, Mary.
If a person wants to remain active, you know, it looks good.
You know, Mary, I know you to be an active person and an avid bike rider, and so it means you got good wheels and good wind, so you should be a natural for pickleball.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
But I think they've got them at all the parks. Well, they
build them on tennis courts, and they just scale down the tennis court with different markings.
Mm-hmm. So they're replacing some of the tennis courts because tennis is not probably as popular as it once was.
Right, right.
And they're not utilizing the courts.
I mean, the problem with tennis is it's a fairly long learning curve, and it's hard to get, you know, it takes a while to get truly good at it.
Yeah.
And the other thing is the two people to play tennis have to be very equal, or otherwise it isn't much of a game, right?
True.
So there's no handicapping it. And I think the learning curve on pickleball is far shorter, and I think that the rules of the game make it harder to dominate because you can't stand at the net and bang it down. It's not a hit it hard game. It's a sort of finesse.
Mary, so let us know when you finally, you know, cross that bridge and become a pickleball player.
I will. I'm looking forward to it. On my list.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate that. So, Sandy, somebody else.
Yeah, a lot of people are waiting to play pickleball.
Is it that they're waiting for court time?
I think they're just waiting to admit to themselves that it's time to play pickleball.
Yeah. Well, like you and I.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking. It's just, I remember the wiffle ball in baseball when we were kids.
I think pickleball and bolo ties, you know, those ties that old guys wear that are leather, with the little
with the
thing,
the
silver thing that slides up.
I can't see you a fashionable guy. Did you ever wear a bolo tie?
No. But I think bolo ties and pickleball might be
synonymous.
They might go together.
Yeah. All right, let's go to CJ. Good morning, CJ. What do you say?
CJ, tighten your bolo tie.
I bet he's got a couple.
Well, I love pickleball. Played in Florida through the winter. You know.
Wait. Just guys, CJ, just a question. Are you a Florida resident or a Wisconsin resident?
I'm what you call a snowbird.
Yeah, I know, but a lot of snowbirds go to Florida for 6 months and one day for the purpose of achieving Florida residence. Are you one of those? Oh, he's not going to admit it.
Because their tax base is better.
I know. So
yeah.
So you do that?
No, I haven't been able to do that yet, but I'm working my way that way.
Okay.
And I can't wait to have you come down to Naples, and I'll play you in pickleball.
Okay. All right.
I'll put my money on Sandy.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'm game.
How much?
Yeah.
So, CJ.
How much, Earl?
Oh, wait, man. Look. Okay. So, listen, man. You've been one of those people who've been, you know, constantly talking about the Biden family and all of this. And this is from Fox News on the other day. Clearly, they are asking Comer and other, you know, where are the people? Where's the guy, Ed, who gave you all this information? They can't find him.
That's okay. They got the information, didn't they? They got the whistleblower. That's what matters.
No.
And they got bank records, right, Sandy?
No.
Right,
what?
Sandy? They got bank records.
Whatever they've got, they've got. Yeah, that's no. why. That's why I just finished saying I don't want to exercise a lot of either glee or this is all just fact based stuff, and wherever the facts lead, they'll lead. I'm ready to wait on the sidelines and see what the facts are and where they lead. So. I don't want to participate in political theater conjecturing about it. We conjectured about what was going to happen. Now something has happened, but it's inconclusive at this point. But, you know, whatever, you know, let's let the chips fall where they may. That's the extent I'm willing to talk about this.
Yeah. I remember listening to you and Earl in the 51, our major investigative FBI and CIA representatives that said the Hunter Biden laptop was misinformation.
No, wait. CJ, wait. You can attribute whatever you want to anybody, but not to me. I never said that.
I never said any. I've never. There's a reason why I've never spent any time talking about the Hunter Biden laptop on this show. I can't think of one time that I ever brought up the Hunter Biden laptop.
Well, my view is that Hunter Biden, what I've said is that the whole Burisma thing does have a smell about it, and the question is what's the source of the smell and what is it? And you can attribute anything you want to anybody else, CJ, but just stick to the facts with the people you're talking to. I never talked about that.
And neither did I. So, listen, we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
What did I do? I love the street. Now, what did I say to make you want to leave? Now, wait a minute. Gave my heart and soul to you. I'm standing in the shadows of love. I'm getting ready for the heartaches to come. Don't you see me standing in the shadows of love? Trying my best to get ready for the heartaches to come. Oh, I'm standing in the shadows of love. Trying my best to get ready for the heartaches to come. Oh, I'm standing in the shadows of love.
Conversation that's not confined to the borders of the city of Waukesha.
We cover all of southeastern Wisconsin, baby.
The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Instead of going up, officials say border crossings have dropped since the COVID era Title 42 expired Friday. President Biden.
They have gone down. My hope is they'll continue to go down, but we have a lot more work to do. And we need some more help from the Congress as well in terms of funding and legislative changes.
Elections officials in Turkey say the country's longtime president will face a follow-up election. CBS's Vicky Barker is at the foreign desk.
Recep Tayyip Erdogan made an unexpectedly strong showing in yesterday's vote. He didn't quite get the 51% that would have prevented a runoff, but he's more than 2 million votes ahead of the competition.
A chip shortage, inflation, and higher interest rates all blamed for more old cars out there. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
The average age of a vehicle on the road today, 12 and a half years, a new record.
The average age of sedans, a year older than that. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
TWLawyers.com. They're all in to win. Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
You only get so many sunrises. Rise up and get the influence, productivity, professional well-being, and collaboration you need to become the best leader you can be. ChaskaConsulting.com provides executive leadership coaching, workshops, webinars, business consulting, and keynote speaking workshops. Samantha at ChaskaConsulting.com will guide and consult you and your team from planning to completion. A beautiful place to visit. ChaskaConsulting.com. That's C-H-A-S-K-A Consulting.com.
Okay, let's get real.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired at your dead-end job? Want to stop worrying about money, health insurance? Get peace of mind right here, right now. Here's your chance to earn while you learn. Get smart. Call Smart Local 18 to learn how easy it is to be happy again to go to work. No matter what your situation is, everyone everywhere deserves an opportunity. Call now, 262-798-1818. That's 262-798-1818.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number as Monday. That means Monday's with my co-host, Sandy Williams. So, Sandy, a Trump-Biden rematch, and over 60% of the American people say we don't want that.
I know. I count
I'm
me,
one of them.
Count me in.
Okay, so the question becomes, Sandy, you, many years ago, talked about a third party and the chances of there ever being a third party. If ever there was a time that that should really be thought about seriously, would you say it is now?
I think, yeah, because, you know, in fact, it might be at a time when the odds are higher because It's certainly clear in my mind that if Trump weren't to get the Republican nomination, we'd see a rerun of the Bull Moose Party kind of thing that Teddy Roosevelt pulled in the early 1900s. So I think there'd be a remake of that if Trump doesn't get the Republican nomination, ergo he runs as a third-party candidate. I think if he does get the nomination, it's altogether possible that a centrist candidate might run who would try to take the center of votes from the Democrats and the Republicans and try and force a different outcome.
You mean like Senator Joe Manchin?
I don't think Manchin is the character.
He's a centrist, right?
Well, he's certainly a straddler.
Yeah.
He sits on the fence, which is incidentally a very uncomfortable perch.
So the reason I asked Sandy is there's a bipartisan group, No Labels, a nonprofit organization that promotes centrist politics and policies, has launched a campaign to get a third party candidate on the ballot in all 50 states for next year's presidential election. The group already has secured a place on the ballot in Arizona, Colorado, Alaska, and Oregon. The question I'm asking you, Sandy, is let's say they can get on most of the ballots. They certainly are not going to win. There's no chance they can win.
You know,
cause...
I think that what they could do is cause the Electoral College to go into a deadlock without a majority. Because you have to, in order to become president, you have to get a majority of the Electoral College. And a three-party situation, if all three parties get kind of split it three ways, each one gets 33%, then you don't get a majority of the Electoral College. And so then it goes to the House of Representatives, which is an interesting place for this to be decided.
But I don't think that third party is going to wind up with 33% of the vote.
Well, you know, let's play it down. Let's say Trump gets the nomination. There's an awful lot of people disaffected from Trump.
Same thing on the other side with Joe Biden.
Well, Joe Biden's old, and, you know, there's people who might say, let's get someone else. So then the question is, what is the flavor of the candidate in the middle? And so is it Mitt Romney? Who is it that is the centrist that comes forward to run? There are plenty of people who've decided that they won't square with Donald Trump, at least in the very small segment of the Republican Party that's centrist, that announces itself as centrist.
So you think if ever there was a time, this might be it?
Yeah, I think this could be it. I think this could be a time where there's enough disaffection from the probable National Party candidates that a third party could rear its head. You know, remember Ross Perot got...
Oh, yes.
Ross Perot
20-some percent.
He's got, I think, 17% a big number.
Yeah.
You know, a big enough number so that it upset the national vote.
But a 17% could upset the national vote once again.
Well, it definitely could affect which direction the national vote goes. 17% probably doesn't throw it into the House of Representatives. Maybe it does, but if it got to be 25 or 30%, it's a different story.
But 17% could determine that Democrats get less votes, Republican gets less votes, and it could certainly determine whether a Democrat or a Republican wins the seat, right?
For sure.
Yeah. So our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Be you Democrat or Republican, what are your thoughts about a third party? And just, Sandy, I don't know if there's ever been a time when you had people who are dissatisfied as much as both the candidates, people, you know, Democrats and the Republicans on both sides. There are people who are not really feeling these candidates. And if maybe, you know, this might be a time that even if you're a Democrat or a Republican, if you would consider voting for a third party.
Well, yeah, the devil's in the details. The question is, who would the candidate be and how digestible would they be? How easy to digest would they be for either the centrist Republicans or centrist Democrats? And then the other question is, how big is that centrist portion of each party, and what's the platform? What is this? what does this centrist group stand for? I mean, so, do they? I mean, my problem with centrism is that if it doesn't stand for something like figuring out how we get health care for all, or if it doesn't stand for setting up child daycare arrangements that are dependable and affordable, then I'm not sure why we would want to go centrist. But I'm not. And what is the foreign policy that they espouse? What do they want to do about that? And the problem with centrism is it probably doesn't touch political third rails, so it probably isn't willing to look at defense budget. I don't know what it's willing to do with respect to these other important issues. But my view in the long run is that multiple parties will allow people to fit comfortably into a party home that is in alignment with what they stand for, and that the coalition process that would result could only promise to accomplish more, because all we've accomplished for the last 20 years is paralysis.
But Sandy, you got to vote for somebody, right?
Yep.
If it's not the Democrat or the Republican, you know, then, as you stated, platform certainly matters. Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. Thank you very much. What are your thoughts?
Good morning, guys. I'm going to throw something out there in a third party, and I want your thoughts. I really, maybe I'm very ignorant on this, so I got to give that as
well. All of us are as it relates to this, Bill, but go ahead.
Well, but I think if Liz Cheney and Adam Kissinger said they're going to run, and they are going to run to change the Republican Party, give it integrity, give all politics integrity. No, I might not get like what Sandy was saying with health care and all that, might not get it. But what I would get is the integrity of our system back, and I think that is priority one. Without integrity, we can't even hope for, you know, a decent health care and some of the things that Sandy mentioned. I just think the country is yearning for integrity. Joe is too old. He is. Now, he's done a good job. I'm not look at, if you don't think he did a good job, remember the border crisis that wasn't. And the only people that promoted that again was the far right and Fox News. I don't think there were a lot of people that thought the gates were going to come slamming down on that moment, and tons of, you know, millions and millions of people were kind of cascading into our country. We knew that our country's getting fed up with all of that, And I just think, go ahead.
No, finish your point, Bill. Finish your point.
Well, I think the country's fed up, and the only people that have shown what I think superb integrity was Adam and Liz. I didn't realize Adam was a lieutenant colonel. Right there, he's got integrity. Right there, he has integrity. He's young. I like the way he thinks. I don't agree with all of it. We'd have debate on many issues. But as long as the man has honesty, integrity, diplomacy, that's what we're crying out for, aren't we, guys?
So, Bill, thank you very much for the call. Sandy, you want to respond to Bill?
Well, I think he makes a good point. I do think that getting our political house back in order and elevating ethics and to the highest level in Washington and essentially reclaiming ethics. I mean, look what's happening with Clarence Thomas. Look what's happening to all of our senators and congressmen who go to Washington and get wealthy. And I think that ethics is the armor against, for instance, dark money. If you're really ethical and there to work for the people, you'll do the right thing. And so I'll confess, I think Kinzinger in particular is a very impressive guy in terms of he was courageous to stand up what he did. He gave up his office as a result. Liz Cheney, the same thing. I think Mitt Romney has displayed. There's just a few on the Republican side who have actually shown the right kind of commitment to correctness, you know, political correctness. And I don't mean PC. I mean ethics. I mean holding the people's interest at the highest level.
Let's go to David. Good morning to you, David.
Hey, good morning. You know what? I agree with potentially a third party. One thing that I think frustrates me, and and all levels is this, is that here we actually have Kennedy Jr. Being shut out right now. When he announced his candidacy, he immediately almost got 20% of Democrat approval right away. I mean, obviously there's name recognition there.
Yeah, because nobody really knows anything about it.
Right. But and listening to him, I think it's imperative, though, if you have what you call democracy, you have to have a debate. You have to allow him to debate Biden. You have to allow, who else might want to. You get to hear different ideas, Earl. You may not agree with
this. That's not how it works,
but
David.
You have to hear what the other person has to say, which David, he could offer. I mean,
I know, but it's, yes. I think to say that Kennedy should be able to debate the president of the United States.
I would say this. I think once the election process begins, credible candidates ought to appear in debate.
Credible, yes.
Credible. And the question is, will Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Continue to be a credible candidate beyond his name recognition?
Right.
He's got a history of some flaky positions. But, I have to say, when he talked about the defense budget, I stood up and saluted to his discussion. But I think the same, sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. I think that Trump has said that he won't debate anyone on the Republican side. I think he just said that in the last couple of days. And he intends only once he gets the nomination to enter into debates with whoever his opponent is. I think debates and forums are what we should be getting back to, so that people are better apprised without sound bites. I think the problem we've got with debates so far has been that as time has evolved, they've become much less debates and much more they've been a question of slow pitch baseball to candidates and allowing them to say to give them a forum to say what they want. But I agree with you. I think that credible candidates ought to be debating one another, and the public stage ought to involve more substance.
So when you the argument is what makes the person credible.
Well, it's typically been poll data and fundraising. So, I'm sorry to say that fundraising has been the primary ingredient, but fundraising, I suppose, is what ultimately determines credibility for candidates.
Again, the president of the United States, I don't care who he is, a Democrat or Republican, it sits on that perch, and there's a reason why that person is there. And that would be no different than saying, hey, Earl says he wants to be a candidate for the presidency of the United States, and somehow then I get to have a debate or a discussion with the president of the United States?
I think that in this particular determination of a president, this process, since the acuity of Biden is something that's at least the elephant in the room, what kind of mental acuity does he have? He'll be able to either prove or disprove the problems associated with that in debate, because in a debate is the place for your force to display your acuity.
I agree. But that debate then becomes, whoever
the debate is the place for your force to display your acuity.
I agree. But that debate then becomes, whoever the
debate is the place for your force to display.
2020. That's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center. At Holtebeck Eye Center, they provide the most professional and compassionate care in the industry, from your first call to follow up after treatment. If you've been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtebeck can restore your vision with expert care and attention to issues like cataracts, glaucoma, and diabetes complications. You'll not only see better, but feel better too. Don't wait any longer. Improve your eyesight. Visit Holtebeck.com. That's Holtebeck.com. Do you dread going to work every day? Want a career where you are appreciated? Why not build with the best in the business? Operative Plasters and Cement Masons Local 599 can do this for you. You'll receive very high starting wages and full benefits on top of that. If you are a skilled or entry-level worker looking to cement your lifestyle with a solid career, or if you just want to be happy at work, call 414-354-0599. That's 414-354-0599. Cement your lifestyle with Operative Plasters and Cement Masons, Local 599. 414-354-0599.
El local 599 de los Operated Plasters and Cement Masons en Milwaukee te trae la oportunidad de trabajar con lo mejor en el sector. Altos salarios iniciales y beneficios completos para cimentar tu estilo de vida con una carrera extraordinaria. Llámanos al 414-354-0599. Apúntalo, 414-354-0599.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Highs level off around 70 this afternoon under mainly sunny skies, northerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies again tonight, lows dip down to about 48. Mainly sunny tomorrow, slight chance for scattered rain showers, 77. Clear skies Wednesday with a high of 59, 71 Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means Monday's with Sandy Williams. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, good morning to you, Tom. How you doing? Thank you for the call.
Good morning. First, we, the people, ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. But we also need to fight like hell to get money out of politics, because that is our biggest issue. This No Labels party is completely funded again by billionaire class. Once again, you have the Bradley Foundation right there in Wisconsin that's trying to get rid of all voting lock boxes throughout the country, but especially there in Wisconsin. I think that this is just a really, really scary time to be talking about third parties unless we're going to do ranked choice voting of some sort. Because, you know, this, Joe Biden is old. There's no doubt. Joe Biden is definitely not as quick as he once was. We all know that. But I just cannot see someone, again, I do not want to have a candidacy that is run, again, on personality. I want policy. I want to know exactly what each candidate is going to do on policy. Like Sandy said, I want that $60,000 regular Wisconsin family, or you know, probably more than that here in California. I want to know, what are they going to do about Medicare for All? Because that's one branch of the four things that Sandy talks about. I want to know what they're going to do for child care. I want to know how they're going to actually lower the military-industrial complex. I want to know what they're going to do about housing. These are questions that I have, and I know that everyone gets big on Kinzinger and Cheney, but scares the hell out of me to have another Cheney, even in the idea, since her father was such a war criminal.
So
anywhere close to the White House.
So Tom, you are right from the perspective of the movement that we're talking about has been funded by $70 million donors whose names they won't list. So, you know, we don't know whether those are Democrats or Republicans who may be doing this in order to steal votes from the other side.
And remember this, Earl. You know, I mean, yes, we may have some benevolent billionaires out there that are for, you know, our environment being more green and saving the planet for future generations. We may have that, but we more have the billionaire class that is out for the billionaire class, like the Bradley Foundation, and like, what do you call it? Well, the Koch brothers.
So Tom, hang on. Sandy, you want to respond at all?
Well, no. I mean, it's so hard. You know, we're talking about preferences and druthers. And, you know, I think the Biden administration has accomplished much more in the direction of what we're talking about. However, they haven't actually accomplished the things I'd like to see accomplished associated with health care for all or child daycare.
Well, that's
actually, because
they can't do it alone.
I know. I understand. We need pressure within both parties that will push them in the direction of having to accomplish this. And that's why I've felt that multiple parties were the best way to build that pressure and to force coalitions that would be forced to negotiate on these issues based on the power of, for instance, a progressive party vis-a-vis the power of a conservative party that might actually have numbers that would be much smaller than we would imagine. It's, you know, our politics are in a bad place, and money in politics, Tom is right, is the real problem, and maybe we could find a way to, there could be a coalescence behind getting money out of politics, and the question is how do we get there?
So realistically, even with a third party, because we want money out of politics doesn't mean that a third party can come in. They've got to have money themselves.
Well, they do. But a third party is probably more likely to want money out of politics because the money's been flowing so far to these two parties, and they've set up mechanisms to operate in the dark with the money they get. I don't know. I'm actually in the water looking for the life vest and without one right now in terms of what the country's going to do, because I think we're the Titanic in a way. I think we're the ship that can't sink, and I'm afraid that we're in the process of hitting the iceberg.
You know, Sandy, it is such a heavy lift to derail Democrats and Republicans. It is.
Well, I mean, you look at Joe Biden and you know, we look at Dianne Feinstein, we look at Ruth Bader Ginsburg, these people, and we shake our head and say, why didn't these people step out? They were in a position where they could be secure that their successor would be following the same policy. And if policy is first and foremost in their mind, they should give up their ego and do what they should do. And, you know, happily, with respect to Feinstein, California is a state very unlikely to present a Republican senator. But Joe Biden, at the end of this administration, can point at a lot of good things. I just said off the air, I continue to be one who thinks that it's more likely than not that we will not have a recession. I think it's more likely in the near term, and between now and the election, I think it's more likely than not that the tea leaves will all look pretty good. I think that the border crisis that was going to be the main party line for the conservatives is not materializing, and I think there's good reason for it not to materialize based on the fact that people, asylum seekers today, after Title 42 ends, risk arrest. They also risk a five-year banishment. When Title 42 was in place, the only thing they risked was getting turned around and sent back. They could come back anytime they wanted because the nature of the Title 42 barrier was it's a health risk. We're going to turn you around before you can present yourself based on a health risk. And the onus of now presenting themselves is higher, and what we've seen is that the numbers trying to present themselves has gone down materially.
So we've got to go to a break, Sandy. When we get back, we'll delve a little deeper into that because things have not gone according to what was expected, that there would be this massive flood of refugees, at the border. Got to go to a break. Thank you, Tom. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Higher and higher.
The four most dreaded words.
My computer is down.
Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC It Back Together will fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCItBack.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
Let Mike Crivello's Camera Center help you start your family photo album by turning your digital images into gorgeous 4x6-inch prints on 2 for Tuesday. Buy one print, get the second free. Up to 100 prints. In-store only at 181st and Blue Mound. You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was...